Oh, hey. Yeah, thank you for inviting me out for coffee. I got here a little early, so I already ordered for you. I hope that's okay. Yeah, I remembered the last time we sent the new guy out for coffee. I remembered what you ordered, and... Oh, he's a lot better than me, huh, when I was the new girl. I remember getting it wrong just damn near every time. When you'd call the coffee shop just to double check and make sure I didn't fuck anything up. Oh. So what's been going on with you? It's been a while since we've spent time together outside of work. Well, like, you know, it's just been so crazy. We spend so much damn time at that place. It's hard to find time outside of work, you know, for ourselves, let alone to spend with other people. I'm glad now that we both finally have some time, you're willing to spend a bit of it with me. No, I mean, I'm not surprised, just, I don't know. No, it can just be weird for some people. Hanging out with someone a bit younger. I don't know. I know it was kind of weird at first for my ex. Yeah, I think you met her at one of the office parties. Oh, well, let's just say she was older than me and leave it at that, yeah? I don't know. I think it was just weird for her because of the generational differences and the looks we'd get when we do things in public, you know? Just isn't easy for everyone to deal with. I personally don't mind it. I usually end up dating people older than me, though, so maybe I'm just used to it. Is that weird? I mean, it's just, it mostly just happens, but I'd be lying if I said I didn't chase them a little bit. Yeah, I'm bad. I know. I just think older women are... Well, I don't want to make you uncomfortable. Do you want to know? I don't know. I like the way older women carry themselves. That confidence, that sultry essence of experience, you know? Knowing what they want and, well, sometimes not knowing what they want until someone gives it to them. or when you get close to them, when you flirt and they act a bit shocked when you come on to them, when you do those casual, you know, casual flirty touches, you know? Well, you know, and when you just lightly touch the small of their back when you're passing behind them, or when you play footsie under a table, or even when you just gently touch their hand when you're talking to them. Yeah, kind of like that. And I don't know, I guess the taboo of it all is appealing too. There's just something that really gets me when they say things like, "But I'm old enough to be your mother." I'm sick. I know. I mean, it's not like they're the only ones who do this too, but in my experience it's mostly been them. But like, when you're holding hands and they just lightly brush your hand with their thumb, God, I think they're just all around sexy. And not just their bodies. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love their bodies. But I mean their voices, their laughs, their personalities, just the air of them, you know? Just being around them, it's like I get drunk on their presence. And I'm... Oh, God. Listen to me. I'm getting carried away. That's what I'm doing. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I told you I'd make you uncomfortable. I don't... Do I find you sexy? Well, yes. Yes, I do. You're absolutely lovely. Why? Are you sure if I say this stuff it won't? I don't know. I don't want to make things weird. I mean, more weird, I guess. You promise? Well, I mean, other than the list of things I just gave you, you are just so... God, you're stunning. Yeah, you're... God, you're so fucking gorgeous. And it's so... You know, I have to just hide. Hide behind my folders when you wear this certain dress, because you always manage to walk right past my desk when you're wearing it. And if I don't, I... I won't get any work done. If I don't, I'll just stare. And I also like the way you talk to me. Yeah, you're gentle with me, but at the same time you you like to tease me, push my buttons when you feel like it. Yeah, sometimes you just let me have it, and other times you're very protective of me. Yeah, like just the other day. Just the other day when that guy was being a total dickhead and you went off. I like that. And when we first met, if you want me to be completely honest here, first thing I really noticed, your eyes. Shut up, I know it's totally cliche, I know. But it's true. And you have the prettiest hair and legs. You made it so hard not to stare. Thankfully, I've mostly got the staring thing under control now. You know, when I first started there, you showed me around, you gave me helpful advice that I still use today, and I don't know, you're genuinely nice to me. It's not like, we're coworkers and I borrowed her stapler, so I'll indulge her a bit, you know? Which you haven't brought back to me, by the way. I might have to burn down the building. But I don't know. I think you're a wonderful person to spend time with, and I'm just glad that you want to spend time with me. But hey, let's keep this between us. I wouldn't want the HR lady breathing down my neck here. Well, I mean, I probably would. No, I mean, probably in a different way, you know. She's pretty cute. I'm joking. But really, thank you for coming and getting coffee with me and letting me talk your ear off about, well, you know. I never really told anyone that stuff. You just make me really comfortable and it's easy to talk to you. Mm-hmm. I like how close we are. Have I what? Have I thought about you? Well, I... I think about you, I guess. You know, I think about you and how much fun we have at work, and I... Oh, you mean I think about you like that? I don't think I should say. Because we work together and I don't know. You're awfully curious, aren't you? Are you wearing a wire? Did Helen from HR put you up to this? I don't... I'm not blushing. Please stop. Drink your coffee. Save your teasing for the office, why don't you? Awful. You get off on that, don't you? No, you do. You get off on flustering me and getting me all red. You know, maybe... Maybe I'm not the only one with preferences here. Hey, if you want to be a closet cougar, that's your business, ma'am. Oh, Oh my God, the look on your face when I called you ma'am. You can't hide it now. You can't hide it. Is this why you asked me to get coffee? Here I am, so foolishly thinking it's simply two coworkers getting together to bitch about work. And this is secretly, secretly a ploy to seduce me and tease me in a public setting. That is filthy. You are filthy. I'm just an innocent young girl you lured into a trap. Ow! Don't kick me under the table. You started it. You teased me first. Ow. Oh, God. I do think about you that way sometimes. Mm-hmm. Where? I don't know, maybe in the shower or late at night. Does it really matter where or when, really? Have you ever? Oh, well. You have? Really? That's good to know. And maybe you might consider spending some time with me then, some more time. next time we have time off, or maybe after work we could get drinks, and I don't know, maybe we could talk more about this secret double life you've been living. Christ, Helen is going to kill us.